Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. In today's Entitled Parents video, the first story is just nothing short of ridiculous. This poor guy, flying his drone for the first time outside in a local park, unfortunately comes across a couple of entitled people who just absolutely ruin both his drone and his day. Kid with toy bow and arrow sees my drone flying and decides to shoot it. So, a while after my last post about the angry 10-year-old, I didn't go to the park for a couple of months because I was afraid I was gonna get recognized by the kid, and I'm only 5 years older than him. Yeah, guys, not too sure what's going on here, but it sounds like there might be some previous between OP and this kid. Now, I'm about 5'4", and the kid is 5'2", so he can probably beat me up. So, I didn't go for months. Until recently, I got my drone. Now, I knew I couldn't fly my drone at my house, since there are active sprinklers, and I didn't want my new drone to get wet and not work anymore. So I decided, you know, maybe they forgot about me. And I went to the park. Now, when I got there, I saw people just chilling and a mother of two. Now, one of the kids seemed nice, but the other seemed, well, entitled. The entitled kid had a toy bow and arrow, and the nice kid only had his phone and headphones and was about the same age as me. The entitled kid was probably around 9 years old. So I start flying my drone and the nice kid came over to me and asked if he could fly. I told him the basics and he was actually pretty good at it. So when he gave it back for me to fly, his entitled brother came over and said, "Hey buttholes, what in the living heck is that?" I was surprised because I'd never seen a 9-year-old curse. Now, I know they are common today from many posts on Reddit, but I'd never seen one in person. And I'm being serious, because my family is Christian and doesn't allow us to curse. I answered the entitled kid and then told his nice brother. The nice kid said to his brother, "It's a drone." "And who is that?" I asked. The nice kid sighed and said, "Ugh, it's my little brother." He then said to his brother, "Bro, we told you, you can't curse." But the kid then proceeded to say, and also stick the bird out, "I don't give a frick, you little female dogs." I was shocked, and I said to the nice kid that we could just go and find another spot if he wanted, and he agreed. So, over we went by the swings, and we were flying the drone again. Now, when I lowered the drone about 6 feet into the air, out of nowhere, a wooden arrow with a rubber tip hit it and damaged 2 of the 4 propellers. I was sad and mad at the same time, but I didn't do anything. The nice kid looked around and saw his brother with the bow, who said, "Bullseye, idiots." The nice kid went and hit his brother with a smack. He then cried, of course, and ran to his entitled mum. And the nice kid said to me, "Oh boy, she's gonna do it again." "Do what?" I said. Then the entitled mum stormed towards me and the nice kid and said, "Who smacked my angel?" The kid admitted to his mother that it was him, and his mum actually denied it, because the entitled kid then said, "No, it was him. He was pointing at me while frantically crying to his mum." Now, she believed him and said, "Why would you do that? You should go to heck." I was sad because as a child, my parents always encouraged me to do good deeds and not go to hell. Remember, my parents are, of course, Christian. So I immediately, in rage, start to give them a piece of my mind and say, "You know what? That angel of yours looks like he's losing brain cells every second, making him dumber and dumber like you. You look like a worn out tire with almost no purpose but to mess everyone's day up. Believing your angel's little lies only makes you look dumber and more entitled. Apart from your nice kid here, he's the only one that has shown any respect to me today. And I don't even know him. He's got more manners and more intelligence than you and your son." Then I walk away, and the nice kid actually followed me. I told him, "Look, sorry if I offended his mum and his brother, or even if I offended him, but he said they deserved it." But then, the entitled kid ran over, tackled me, and took my drone over to his entitled mother, who then said, "This belongs to my kid. He deserves it more than you do." And he was absolutely ecstatic, saying, "Yay, my very own drone." The entitled mum gave it to him, and he ran off playing with it like a toy aeroplane, waving it around and throwing it like a glider. But he turned it on, so when he threw it up in the air, I actually made it fly up even higher. Now, it was hard to control because of the bent and broken propellers, but I got it back to me and put it back in my backpack. I waved to the nice kid goodbye and hopped on my bike, looking back at the entitled mum and the entitled kid. They looked shocked and just didn't expect it. When I got home, I looked into the drone package and saw 4 spare propellers and fixed it. This all happened 2 days ago. Me and the nice kid have actually become friends since, and I don't really know what happened to the entitled kid or the entitled mum. I never really bothered to ask because I don't want to deal with them anymore. And there we go, that is the end of that story. Honestly, like, a drone is one of the coolest things that you can get these days. Do any of you have a drone, by the way, that are watching right now? If you do, I'm so jealous of you. I've been thinking myself of getting a drone for the longest time, but I know obviously it's quite risky flying over maybe private pieces of land. You have to be very careful what you do with it, and obviously you don't want to, you know, take videos of people that, you know, aren't aware, that sort of stuff, so you got to be a bit careful. And for OP in this story, he had to be extra careful because of these entitled people. I mean, come on, shooting down your drone for no reason. I know he's just a kid and all, but why? But honestly, yeah, some of the best, like, cinematic shots that I've seen, even in YouTube videos, are often shot with drones. They look so sick. Let me know, should I buy one? I'm not really sure how I could use it for this channel, but something else, who knows? I think it'll be a fun purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now moving on to our second story of today's episode. Entitled mum flags me down at my apartment complex for trespassing. My girlfriend and I recently moved into a new apartment in one of the better neighborhoods in my country. We have an abandoned house out back, owned by the landlord's brother, and the house has a dock that the tenants of my apartment complex are able to use whenever. So we've had a couple of run-ins with random people at this point. Now, my friends, who are black, have been waiting in their car for me and been approached by this one entitled mum, asking them what they're doing here and how this is private property, and if they don't move on, she's going to call the police. For context, she does not live in this area and it is private property, but more on that later. Now, I walk outside while they are talking and call them into my apartment without even acknowledging the entitled mum's existence. Nothing else came of that time, but just to preface the next bit, I felt that first encounter was important. So that happened a few months ago, and today, just about 20 minutes ago now, I run into this woman again. In the past, I'd had a rundown car that we just got rid of, and I've now got a new one, but people in the area won't recognize it as mine yet. So I drove home and see the same entitled mum and her 2 kids. I like to go down to the dock from time to time to relax and smoke, so I park my car in my spot and walk towards the dock. The entitled mum sees me and meets me halfway. "Excuse me, what are you doing here? Don't you know this is private property? You can't be here." I explain to the woman that I live here in the apartments right behind me, but she says, "No, you don't. I know everyone who lives here." "Okay, well, I moved in 6 months ago now, and I know for a fact that you don't live here, so may I ask what you are doing here?" She tells me she knows the owner and she's got a right to be there, and again assures me that she knows that I don't live here. So I just say, "Okay, whatever you say," and walk back to my place. She follows me, and as I walk up my steps, "Excuse me, why are you not getting in your car? Should I call the police?" I ignore her and go to open my back door. Forgetting I had locked the deadbolts, I say, "Oh no, I forgot," to myself, and she cuts me off from walking around the front. "I just witnessed you trying to break into a house. I'm calling the police." At this point, I'm annoyed because I just want to go and smoke and relax. So I tell her, "You know what, just do it." She calls, And me being the annoyed, petty person I am, I stand there the whole time, waiting patiently for them to arrive. They show up and ask what's wrong. She explains how I came to a private property and tried to use her dock, and then tried to break into someone's home. I tell the officer that's talking to me to follow me around the front so I can unlock my door and show her that I live here. As we walk, I hear the entitled mum shouting about me being a thief and why haven't I been handcuffed already? We walk around the front and I unlock the door. It's a straight walk from my front to back door, so I walk through my house and show the officer that I do in fact live here. I open the deadbolt and slowly open the back door with the biggest grin on my face as the entitled mum, who of course is still there, just stares at me and goes red. She shouts at the officer that I must have done something to get in, but the officer laughs her off, talks to his partner, and after a few minutes, they tell her to go back to what she was doing, as I obviously should be here. Now, I point out in this moment that the entitled mum herself doesn't live here, and the only places besides my complex is abandoned, and I know who the owner is. Her and the officers walk back to her car by the dock steps about 50 feet away. I can't hear anything, obviously, so bummer there, but after about 10 minutes, the cops leave, and a few minutes after that, I hear a car speeding down the road and a loud F you as it goes past. Oh, great story again. I mean, it's just walking through your own house or the back door and then going, yeah, surprise, motherfucker, I'm here. That's what you should have done anyway. But yeah, I mean, seriously, like, who is this woman? What is she doing? Does she even live there? Is she even in this apartment? The fact that you've said to the officers, she doesn't live here, she's on my private property, and the fact that she's got in her car and left, I'm just confused as to why she's even there in the first place. Ultimately, like, it's not her land. Why is she getting involved? It doesn't matter. Get your big odd nose out of it, and that's easy for me to say. But yeah, great story, great ending. Love it. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more from me right away, check out a couple more videos on screen. If you are new to my channel and you haven't yet subscribed, first of all, what are you doing? Second of all, hit this button. Third of all, turn notifications on and you'll be notified every time I post a new video. I will see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new one. Have a great rest of your day.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.